You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope John XXIII's encyclical Pacem in Terris contains key principles of religious freedom that continue to have relevance for interreligious relations today. That's the view of Archbishop Michael Fitzgerald, former nuncio to Egypt and former president of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue. Now based in Jerusalem, he was in Rome attending a recent conference marking the 50th anniversary of Pope John's encyclical letter. I caught up with Archbishop Fitzgerald to find out how that Cold War era document can help those working to end religious persecution around the world today.
Well, I do think it gives, you know, principles. I read through Pacem in Terris. There's no mention of the persecution of Christians in it. And yet it was a time when, you know, communism was rife and Christians were suffering in there. But the attitude was not, as like in the Vatican Council, was not to condemn, but to promote and to see what are the good things and what needs to be supported. So there are principles that are given there of religious freedom, of course, but also, and the freedom of religion to practice one's religion, not only in private, but also in public. And freedom of conviction also, so that one can change one's religion. And this presents problems in the Islamic world in many countries, where just one country that doesn't allow any churches at all, doesn't allow any public worship at all. Well, this is against the fundamental human rights. And I think the way forward in the dialogue is not to try to claim our own rights, but to found our dialogue on human rights. And I think we can work together on that. We need to work together. There have been some very encouraging signs, even from Egypt. Initiative taken by Al-Azhar to bring priests and imams together. And instead of having the imams on one side and the priests on the other side, they had them next to each other, all mixed up, and they had to work together. And I think this is great, because the religious leaders, not necessarily at the top, but at the local level, have a lot of influence. And their attitudes are, you know, transferred to their congregations, if you like, to the people that they are serving. And if they can have an open attitude towards the ministers of another religion, well, this will translate itself into common action, support. And there have been signs of support by Muslims for Christians who've been suffering because they've been attacked. You know this already. I think the way forward is in common action, actually. It's not so much the discussions. The discussions can be useful if we can clarify things. It's not to convince the other, but it's to clarify and to lay the bases for mutual confidence so that we can engage together in work.
You mentioned Al-Azhar. Of course, the dialogue has been through a very difficult period with the dialogue with the Vatican. It was broken off some years ago. What hopes is there on that front of a renewal of this dialogue now?
Well, I think that the fact that the Holy Father sent a personal letter to the Imam, this has been appreciated as far as I know. It accompanied the message which he had signed also to all the Muslims for the end of Ramadan. So I think the Pope Francis has, you know, started off on the right foot and is appreciated by Muslims, and this gives good hope. Al-Azhar has done some good things in Egypt with the documents that it's produced, the moderate voice that it is expressing. It's not equivalent to the papacy or the Vatican, the Roman Curia, but it's an Egyptian institution with an international outreach, if you like. But I'd be very happy if meetings are taken up again with Al-Azhar, because it's kind of symbolic. It should be a bit more than symbolic, but even at the symbolic level, it's important, I think.
Do you think it's fair to talk about a new era, a new chapter in interfaith dialogue, particularly with the Muslim world?
It's a bit early. It's a new papacy. Whether it's a new chapter, I don't know. We have to see. You know, there have been things that have been started, like the center in Vienna, under the patronage of the King of Saudi Arabia, which is quite surprising, really, isn't it? And the Vatican has observer-founder status. But that does give the Vatican the possibility to say things, to present, you know, the situation in different countries and say, we must do something about this. The Common Word initiative was also, you know, taken from the Muslim side. These are new things, which are signs that among some Muslims, not all, but among some Muslims, there is an openness. I think we have to work with that.
There is talk of Pope Francis maybe in 2014 travelling to the Middle East, to Jordan, perhaps, to the Holy Land.
There is talk of this, yes. I don't think any plans have been concretized as yet. They should be fairly soon so that it can be well prepared. Otherwise, it will be difficult. Whether he would go to Jordan at the same time, he might. He might go in that way. I don't know. I think he will be welcome. There was recently the visit of this group of imams from France, brought by a Jewish writer, Marek Halter, and he suggested that the Holy Father should do what his predecessors have done, put a petition in the Wailing Wall, the Western Wall, but that he should be accompanied by, I think, 50 rabbis and 50 imams. It's a bit over the top. But, you know, the idea is there that why do we do things alone? We can perhaps share this with other people. That may be so also in the ecumenical field, that the more we work together, the better it is. Even in the dialogue field. Years ago, we had excellent cooperation with the World Council of Churches in the field of dialogue and Christian-Muslim dialogue in particular. I think that should continue. And what the Secretary General said is very encouraging in that line, to work for a just peace, and the various areas that he mentioned open up channels for Christians also to be united in their approach to Islam and other religions.
Thanks there to Archbishop Michael Fitzgerald, former nuncio to Egypt and former president of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue.